to your lectures, the afternoon, last class of the day. I'd be so tired from the back-to-back lectures before yours. By the time I saw you, I was out of willpower, and my focus was spent. Just the sight of you was enough to fill my head with fantasies, to have me thinking about sex for the rest of the day. You always looked so good. You put all the younger guys in your class, decades younger than you, to absolute shame. Ooh, your dress shirt's just a little tight on your biceps and your wide chest. The second and the third button just a little stressed. And the outlines of your back muscles when you turned around was enough to make me squirm in my chair. Though I was sitting in a lecture hall with hundreds of other students, in my mind it was just you and me, unbuttoning your shirt, pulling it off your body, running my hands on your body, on your wide shoulders, exploring every muscle with my fingertips, with my lips, touching, feeling, kissing, worshipping your beautiful body. I can see you work so hard to look good, and I want to make it worth your while. While you talked about the application of metabolomics in a medical setting, I sat there staring at you, lost in thought, wondering what your dick looked like. I'd be fixating on the bulge at the front of your dress pants, wishing I was on my knees in front of you, unbuckling your belt, undoing the button, pulling down the zipper to find out for myself. Bold one day in your lecture. I took off my sweater halfway through to reveal my tight, white, almost sheer t-shirt. No bra. My nipples fully hard from my lustful thoughts of you. The way the fabric draped didn't leave much to the imagination. And I noticed you look at me. You looked at me for a moment longer than usual this time. You seemed to pause a little. And just for a second, you lost your train of thought. Was I imagining it? Or did the sight of my tits on display for you, did that arouse you? Whatever it was, it went right to my pussy. Oh, my pussy was throbbing. Oh, I didn't think I could possibly get more horny for you. But you managed to do it. With just one look. In our few one-on-one interactions after class, I could sense a sexual tension. And it wasn't just me. I can tell you find me attractive. Oh, I can tell you like me. And it only adds fuel to my fire for you. I still think about you. Because I get a feeling you'd want it to. Oh, I wonder what you'd do if you knew all the ways I'd let you have me. Oh, I'd do anything to please you. To please your God. Sometimes I picture myself in your office, after hours, playing with myself in your chair, in that same shirt, my skirt pulled up all the way, panties slid to the side, while you watch me from across your desk. Oh, I love your eyes on me. Oh, am I turning you on? Or are you getting hard for me? I bet you are. Because before long, you're ordering me to come around to your side of the desk. Strip bare. Completely naked. And you tell me to get on my back on the floor in front of you. With my legs spread as wide as they go. Oh, I do exactly what as you say. My pussy glistening, putting on a show for your entertainment. My finger sliding up and down my wet little slit. Oh, covering my fingers in sticky, wet juices. Up to my clit again. You tell me to be a good girl. Tell me to be a good girl and come for me. Oh, you know, it wouldn't take me long. I'm already so close. Rolling my hips up and down for you. Moaning. My fingers moving faster. Just your eyes on my body would be enough. That would be enough to make me come. Oh, but seeing you grip your cock over your pants, watching you squeeze your dick because of how hard I make you. Oh, I'm getting so close. Oh, I'm gonna come. Would you keep your clothes on? Would you get down on the floor to fuck me? Or would you pull me up and bend me over your desk? Inch yourself into my sopping wet pussy? Or would you just stay on your chair? Lean back. Whip it out. Tell me what a good slut I am. Now come sit on Daddy's cock. Is that what you'd want? You'd make me guide your tip inside me. And right as I get the first little inch in, you grab me by my hips and slam me down, forcing me onto your throbbing cock. All the way down. Well, it was so unexpected, I couldn't help but scream. But we can't have that, can we? You put your hand over my mouth. You pull me close. You put your mouth to my ear and gently whisper. You tell me to shut up. I'm gonna get us both in trouble. So I take a deep breath. And I relax. Ease the tension in my pussy, and I'd let the feeling of your girth stretching me out, let that feeling wash all over my body, the tingles down my spine. They let me know I'm gonna be okay. I lean back onto you, your warm body pressing on the back of mine. I slowly grind my hips up and down, nice and slow. I get into a rhythm, up and down, side to side. I move my hips in response to your two fingers rubbing my clit in circles. Oh, the overwhelming stimulation. I'm already so close. Oh, I start grinding faster. You can tell I'm about to come. You can tell I'm letting the orgasm build. Oh, and I keep going. Faster. More excited. More erratic. Uh-oh, I think I'm close. I'm almost. And you stopped rubbing? You stopped. You tell me. You ask me if I'd think you'd make it that easy. Where's the fun and easy, you said. Oh no. Such a stupid girl. Uh-oh, I was almost there. How could he do this to me? How could he rob me of my pleasure just to entertain himself? How could a man like this live with himself? So selfish, just to gratify himself. What a fucking narcissist. I'm fuming. But I'm not gonna say anything. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. What if you can't stand stupid bratty girls who complain? What if you stop altogether? Oh no. You begin tracing circles with a light finger on my clit again. And I feel myself stepping off that emotional roller coaster. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't hurt me like that. I let myself succumb to your slow, light touch on my clit. My pussy's alive again. Oh, the feeling's back. I start riding your dick again. It's gaining momentum. Oh, and you reward my patience by putting a little bit more pressure and rubbing with a little bit more speed. I'm sure you'd let me come this time. You know I'd crave. crazy if I didn't come. Oh, you know, I'd fucking lose it. Oh, but I need to be sure. I need to ask as politely as I can to have you let me come. Oh, you can't say no. So I move my head back onto your shoulders. I face you, looking into your eyes, moaning, writhing on you, squeezing my tits with your fingers in my mouth, sucking on your fingers. I part my lips and I say, Daddy, please can I come this time? Please will you let me come? I can't take it. It hurts. You're gonna make me cry. Please, I need to come on your cock. Oh. You'd like to think you'd have the self-control to tell me no. You wish you had the self-control to tease me more, but you don't. Oh, you wrap your arm around my waist and you start thrusting up into me. Oh, you need to come too, don't you? Oh, you're so excited. Oh, you're gonna come inside me, aren't you? Oh, you're not thinking about anything. Oh, what happened? I thought you were this careful, concise, scientific man. Oh, I didn't think you'd let me. You'd let my pussy. You'd let my pussy win like this, would you? Oh, doctor. Oh, I want you to put your load inside me. Oh, I want your cum deep inside my pussy. Oh, it's all I've ever wanted. Do you have the patience for me? Please, please wait for me before you come. Oh, I can feel you getting close. Oh, I can feel it by how hard you're fucking me now. Oh, just wait. Oh, I'm getting there. Enough to make me come. I'd thank you for your come. I'd tell you how good you made me feel. And you'd tell me that you're gonna see me again. Same time next week in your office. 'Cause you're not done with me. Oh, there's so much more you wanna do with me. And I can't wait.